Begin the current daf, Masechtas Bava Metzia, daf Mem Gimel. Begin the top line of the Amud of the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, the topic of this parak, the topic of Hamafkid, the halachas regarding someone who deposits something by someone else, and specifically from the previous Mishnah, depositing money by someone else to watch. So the Mishnah tells us, Hamafkid Mois Itzel Shulchanim. If someone deposits money of his for someone else to watch, and that other person, that shamer, is a money changer. So explains the Mishnah. Im Tzrurin, if the money that he gave to the money changer, who his whole profession is about using money, lending money, getting money, so if it was bundled, the money that he gave to him, so Leish Tamash Ben. So that's an indicator that he doesn't want him to use that money. That's why he bundled it together. Lafikach, therefore, since the money changer, the Shomer, can't use it, so Im Avduv gets lost, Ein Chayv Bachur Yusin. So he's not liable for anything that happens to him because ultimately he was a Shomer Chinam. He was watching it for free. He was getting nothing out of it because he can't use it. So therefore, if it gets lost, he's exempt. But Mutarin, if the money was untied, it was not bundled together, he just gave him the money. So Yishtamash Ben, obviously he knows that you're giving money to a money changer, he needs it, and if you're giving it to him just out there in the open, say, here, I want you to hold this money for me, it's indicating to him that he knows he's giving it to a money changer, that he could use it and he's going to use it. Now, Lafikach, therefore, Im Avdu Chayv Bachur Yusin. If it gets lost, now he's going to be liable because now he already has a gain. He's not just a Shemer Chinam, he's like the higher level Shemer, and therefore he's Chayv if it gets lost. That's if he deposits money by a money changer. But let's say Itzel Balabais. Let's say a guy deposits the money by a regular homeowner, a regular guy, a friend of his. So then says the Mishnah, Bein Srurin or Bein Mutarin, whether he gives it to him bundled up or whether he gives it to him open, not bundled together, Lo Yishtamash Ben. There's no reason that he wants him to necessarily use it. A money changer, you know that he needs it, that's his business, you know he's going to use it, and that's your intention giving it to him. A regular guy, it's not for him to use it, and Lafikach, therefore, since he can't use the money, Im Avdu Inichai B'yuch Rach Yusin, in any situation, if it gets lost, he's not going to be liable for what happened, because again, he has no utility for it, he's not getting any benefit, he's just like a Shemir Chinam, who is Pater on Geneva V'Aveda. That's regarding, on the one hand, a money changer, and on the other hand, a Balabais. Chenveni is a machlekes. Regarding a storekeeper, Kabalabais divrei Meir. Meir holds that he's like a homeowner, where it's not an indicator that he necessarily needs money to use in, for his business purposes. And there, a lot of times he extends on credit. And therefore, since he doesn't necessarily need money, he has him halacha like a Balabais. In all situations, he cannot use it, and therefore he'll be exempt from Aveda. Whereas the Behudaim, he says, Chenveni kishulchan, he says, no, a storekeeper on one hand is like a money changer, where he does need money that's part of his business, and if you're giving it to the storekeeper, if you give it to him untied, the intention is that he can use it, and therefore he will be chayiv for aveda if it gets lost. Now the Gemara asked regarding the opening halacha of our Mishnah, regarding the money changer, that if it's bundled, that then he can't use it, and therefore he's exempt from aveda. That the Gemara asked, Mishum did tzrurin lo yishtamash ben, because the money is bundled, when he gives it to the shulchanim, to the money changer, he can't use it? In other words, where do you see any intention that the mafkid, the one who's giving the deposit to the shulchanim, doesn't want him to use it? Because if you're saying when it's untied, when the money's open, you said that then the shulchanim could use it, because the one who's depositing money with the shulchanim knows that he constantly needs money, and therefore he knows he's going to use it, and therefore he lets him. So even when it's bundled together, also he should be able to use it, because everybody bundles their money together. Why would that be an indicator? You just want it to stay in one place. Why would that be an indicator that you don't want him to use the money? So that Amar Vasi, Amar Bihudi says, you're right, it's not just bundled together, it's Bitzrurin B'chasum Mishanu. We're talking about that it was bundled and sealed. That's saying, hey, don't touch this. I know you're Shulchanei, but I want this to be here and untouchable. That's why it's Leish Tamash Ben. Rav Mariam, he says, Bekesher Mishuna. It's talking about where it's an abnormal type of a knot. That's showing here, I want this to stay like this, and that's why I did this funny type of a knot. That, you're right, but regular bundled money is not an indicator, and then the Shulchanei could use it. Ikudami, that those who say a different version in Rav Mari, that it was actually by Rav Mari. Rav Mari actually asked it as a question. Kesher Mishuna Mai, what's the halacha with an abnormal type of a knot? Would that be an indicator that he doesn't want him to touch the money or not? On that take, we'll let it stand. The second version does not resolve it, if that would be considered a sign that he doesn't want to use it, or if he would still be able to use it. Whereas the Mishnah said, Mutarin, but if the money is untied, then Yishtamash Ben, then the Shulchani, the money changer, could use the money, and hence then we said, if it gets lost, he's Chayav Bachrayis, because he's considered having benefit. He's not just like a Shemir Chinam anymore. Now, on this halacha, there's a machlokes. Amar Rav Huna, he says, Vafila Nensu, that the halacha of our Mishnah that said that now the Shulchani is going to be Chayav Bachrayis because he could use it, says Rav Huna, even if he doesn't use it, the moment that he gets the money to watch, essentially he's like a shayl, like a borrower of the money, because since he could use the money, it's kalana shalai. He can use it and he's like a shayl, which just gets to borrow money and then gets to give it back. And therefore he's chayv not only on aveda, but even on oins. But the Mishnah didn't say that. It should have said the bigger chiddush. It only says if it gets lost, he's going to be chayv. But according to your Ravuna, then it should have said even if it gets an oinus, he's going to be chayv. So the Gemara answers, it's not a contradiction. Could the Rabba, like Rabba, Dama Rabba, like Rabba says in explanation of a different halacha elsewhere, that he says that the terms Gneva Vaveda could also connote oinusin too. So though our Mishnah talks about getting lost, it means a loss of an oinus, which yes, he'll be chayv even for oinusin. As Rabba had explained over there, that Nignivu, when it said it got stolen, it wasn't just a regular middle-level type of liability of stealing, but it was ballista mezuyin, by armed bandits, which that's an oinus. There's no way you could protect against ganovim that are armed bandits, which is an oinus. And when it says abdu that it got lost, it doesn't mean just a middle type of negligence or liability, which is not total pashia, but not oinus. No, abdu man should tebis venasa bayam, it got lost, meaning because the ship sank at sea, which is also an oinus, albeit it got lost that way. So therefore, the Mishnah also that says that when it gets lost, it's going to be chayiv, it doesn't mean just loss, it means even the oinus of a loss, because yes, like Rav Huna says, that he's chayiv and oinusin like a shayil. That's Rav Huna's opinion. Rav Nachman, he disagrees with Rav Huna, and he says, nensu loy. No, as long as the shulchan, he didn't use the money, he's not considered shayil. Yeah, once he used the money, then of course he's already using it, he's a borrower, he's borrowed the money. Then of course, Rav Nachman would agree. The machlekes is if he didn't use it yet, he just was watching the money. If he didn't use it yet, then he's not going to be chayiv in einsin. It'll only be chayiv if it gets lost, because now he's like a shemir sachar, where there is some benefit, but it's not like a shayil. He didn't borrow the money, so therefore he's only chayiv in aveda, but not in einsin. On that, omle Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman, says, I don't understand your middle ground. Lidi dach de amrit nensu loy, according to you, that you disagree with Rav Huna and you hold that the money changer, as long as he didn't use the money yet, is not chayv and oinsin. So Amma, so we see that lo have a shayil alayu. So obviously you're not considering him a shayil yet at that point in time when the money's by him until he actually goes and uses the money. So on that asks Rabba, e shayil ahava. So if you're not considering the shulchan yet as a shayil, as a borrower, so shemir sachar namale hava, so then neither is he then even a shemir sachar. Because what type of pay is he getting for watching? The only pay that he's getting is that he could go ahead and exchange those monies and use them if he wants to. That's what you're making him liable for. But that utility of the money is she'ela, is borrowing, and because he gets all the benefit of the money. But you don't consider him as a she'el yet until he actually uses it. So why, if he didn't use it yet and it gets lost, are you going to be mechayiv him for that aveda as a shemir sachar? But what type of sachar does he get for the shemira? The only sachar is the utility of the money. That is she'ela. And you're not considering him as a she'el until he actually uses it. So why is he chayv an aveda? So Malays, Rav Nachman said to Rava, no. Bahoma dinalach. Regarding the shemir sachar part, I admit to you that even though I say that he's not a shayil from the moment that he gets the money until he actually uses the money, but I agree that he will be considered shemir sachar. Why? To hail venena, because since he does get a benefit, and the benefit is that because he knows he could rely on using the money if he wanted to, so mihana, so then he benefits to the owner. And that benefit that he gives him, meaning the misramele zvina, the isbiravcha, because if he would have a business opportunity that he would be able to make a profit on, he knows zavim behu, he'd be able to buy that with the monies that this guy gave him to watch. So have a liar, shemesacha, that itself, that benefit that he knows, in case I need, I have cash available, that is a benefit. That is the sachar of the shemesacha, and that's why he's chayiv in the aveda, even before he uses the money. Albeit that he won't be ashamed until he actually uses the money. Now, Esavei Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman, the disputant, asks on his disputant Rav Huna, who said that there's going to be chiva on einsin, he asks on him from the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah. Mishnah there is talking about a gizber, who is the treasurer for the monies of Hekdesh, of the Beis HaMikdash, who has hamafkid mois. He went and he deposited the money of Hekdesh, thinking that it was his own money. He didn't realize that it was the wrong pocket, it was the Hekdesh money. He deposited his money, which was really the money of Hekdesh, etzel shulchan, by a money changer. So the Mishnah there says, im tzerurin, if the money is bundled, as we said in our Mishnah, lo yishtamash behen. So then the shulchan is not allowed to use the money. Lefikach im haitzi, if he does go and use the money, so loimar like gizber, so the Hekdesh treasurer has not committed misappropriation of me'ilah, because he didn't let the shulchan use it. And therefore, he wasn't his agent because he gave it to him bundled, which was saying, don't use it. You use it. That's your own fault. And therefore, the gizmer is not committed me'ila. But says the Mishnah, v'imutarin, but if they were untied the money when they gave it to him, so then as our Mishnah said, that's like giving permission to the Shulchan to use it. And hence, he's like his shliach, like his agent, when he does use it. So then the halach is yishtamish ben. So then, as we said, so the Shulchan is allowed to use the money. And therefore, if the Shulchani ends up using the money, so then the misappropriation is attributed back to the one who let him do that, which is the Gizbert, which the Hector's treasury, he committed me'ila. That's the Mishnah over there. Ask Rav Nachman to Rav Huna, and if you say, as you did, that a filanensu, that the Tanav Mishnah was saying, that the liability of the Shulchani for the Achrayis is going to be even for Einzin, so it comes out, from the moment that the Gizbert deposits the money by the Shulchani, at that moment already, it left the domain of Hektish and came into the domain of the Shulchani. Because it's at that moment, since you consider him a shayl from the moment that you machayev him einsin right away, you consider him a shayl the moment that he gives it to him to watch even before he uses it. So it's like he borrowed it at that time, so it was being removed from Hektish to the shayl, which is the Shulchani's domain. So there's no greater haitzah misappropriation than that. So my area haitzi, then why ask Rav Nachman Travuna, does the Mishnah Me'ila say that it's only when the Shulchani ends up using the money that that's when the Gizbert has committed Me'ila? I feel lo haitzi nam, even if he never uses it, the moment he gives it to him to watch, according to Travuna, he's already a Shayel, and that's why he's Chayv Einzin. That already should be misappropriation from that point in time. So Amaleis, Rav Huna responded to Rav Nachman, says, you're right. Hu adin avagav de lo haitzi. You're right, the halach would be, even if the Shulchani would never use it, the Gizbert has already committed Me'ila the moment he gives him the money. But for Aydin, the Tana Reisha Haitzi, it's just because the Reisha that Mishnah taught that when he does use it, and the reason why I had to say that when the Shulchani used it was to say a bigger Chiddush, even if he uses the money, the Gizbert has not committed Me'ila because he gave it to him bundled and didn't give him permission. So Tana Sefer Nami Haitzi, that's what the Sefer also says, when he did use it, that's when the Gizbert is going to be Chayav. But the truth is, you're right, Allah is such a funny, even if he did not spend it, the moment that he gives it to him, since he gave it to Mutar and opened up and not bundled, he then ultimately was lending it to him at that time, meaning he let him use it, and he's already considered as a Shail, and hence Chayav even on Einzin, and therefore, yes, it's from that moment that he already committed Me'ila, and it was just saying, kept that format from the Halacha the Reisha. And if there's no contradiction under Funa, that's why we have this machlikit of Funa of Nachman regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, that the Shulchani which gets it untied, the Zin Chai Bachrayas, is it only by Aveda or even by Einzin? Meaning, do we treat him like a Shemesachar or like a Shayel? Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of a Pekadin regarding a deposit that someone gives to someone else. Hashaleich Yad Bepekadin. So the Mishnah talks about a specific halacha where if someone was watching something for someone else, not a shayl, he wasn't supposed to be using it. But then he does what's called shlichas yad. He goes ahead and uses it for his own purposes from this other person's deposit, and then later it breaks. So there's a machlekes. B'shami oimrim, yilka, so now the shamer loses out, both b'chaser, which the havamin of the Gemara is, what it's talking about is, if the money ends up going down, meaning the market value goes down, then he's going to pay for the value, how much it was worth originally when he was shaleich bayad, when he misappropriated, which was the moment that we considered like he stole it from the owner. Because that's actually, as the Mishnah says above a comma, that any gazlan, anyone who steals, pays, especially when the value goes down, keshasek zeila at the time that it was when he stole it. Now, obviously what we're talking about over here is that when he ended up destroying it, it's not around anymore. But if it is exactly around the object then as it was when he stole it, then obviously he would just say Harishal Khalafanech, he would just give the object back to the owner, as the Gemara says in Babakamad Tadivav and Beis. But what we're talking about over here is that the object is no more. It's destroyed. So you can't just give it back. Because even if it went down in value, it wouldn't make a difference. He could give back the object as it is. We don't care that it went down in value. Here, not only that he was shaleich bayat, then it went down in value, but now it's no more. Now it's destroyed. So, on that says Bishamai, either way, if it's bechaser, where the value of it went down, the loss is going to be for the shomer, the one who's shaleich bayat, which means he's going to have to pay the more expensive price that it used to be. And also, he'll lose out ubiyeser, which is if, let's say, from the time that he was shaleich bayat, which is that he was touching and using this object that he was watching, which he was not supposed to, then later on it went up in price. And then afterwards he destroyed it, then he's going to lose out for the higher price, and he's going to have to pay the price that it was what's called kashas etza at the time that it was destroyed, meaning at the time that it was in the higher price. So either way, he's going to get the worst off of the deal. That's Bishami. Bisilla and Bisilla disagree. They say, no, kashas haitza. The Gemara is going to explain which haitza are we talking about. Well, what does it mean that the time when it goes out, what is it? Which part is of this halacha is he disagreeing with Bishami? Third opinion, Bikiva, he says, kashas ha-taviyah. At the time when the mafkid takes the shomer to court, that is the time of the value of that point is what the shomer is going to have to pay to the mafkid. The Gemara will explain the reason for his halacha. Now, will be related to the halacha of our Mishnah. The Gemara introduced the following Amarok statement. Amar Rabba says, Hayman de gozl chavita de chavim mechavi. Somebody that steals a barrel of wine from his friend. Now, Meikara, in the beginning, when he stole it, Shavya Zuz, it was worth one Zuz. Hashta, now at the end, when it's destroyed, Shavya Arba, it's worth four Zuz. So now at this point in time, when it's destroyed, if Tavra, if he actively with his own hands breaks the barrel of wine, that's how he destroys it. Oishasu, or after it had gone up in price, he drank it, but he actively is the one that destroyed it. Then says Rabbi Mishalm Arba. Then he has to pay for the four Zuz that it's worth right now. Itvar Memela, but if it broke by itself, then Mishalm Zuz, he'll only pay the amount it was worth when he stole it, which was one Zuz. That's the halach of Rabba. Ask the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, Kivin de Isa, since at the time when it's around, meaning at the time when the owner of the barrel, who the barrel of wine was stolen from, when he would come to court and claim, you stole the barrel of wine from me. If it was around, then Hadru Lamar Be'ena, so then it would have been returned as it is right now. In other words, because although we say generally, as the Mishnah Baba Kama quoted before, that Kala Gazlana Misham Kashas Exela, whoever steals pays it back the way it was worth when he stole it, which in this case it was only worth a Zuz, that's only if it's not around anymore. But if it's extant, whether it goes up in price or down in price, you're going to return the object as it is, because whatever you stole, if the object's still there, you got to give it back to the victim. Now, therefore, since if the owner, the victim, would have claimed it when it was still around, which was after it had already gone up in price, he would have had to give it back as it is. So it comes out that hahi shaita de kashasile, that although this guy already stole it a few months ago, but at the moment that he's drinking it, or the kotavlo, that he's breaking the barrel, kagazlamane, it's really at that moment that he's stealing from him. Why that moment? Because if he wouldn't break it at that moment, although he stole it a few months ago, he would have to return it as it is. So essentially, up until then, it was really the owner's. Utnan, we learned the Mishnah Baba Kama, which recorded before, Kala Gazlon Mishama Kishas Exela. All who rob have to pay the moment that they rob it, which, although that would usually mean when he originally robbed it, but it's not true. On some level, he's really robbing it now. Because had he not broken it, if the guy would have taken it to court a day before he broke it, he would have given back this object as it is, which is a higher price now. So he has to pay the higher price because he actively broke it. He's doing another robbing right now. It's from a Mela Misham Zuz, but if it breaks by itself, then he doesn't have to pay the high price now of four Zuz. He only pays for the price of a Zuz that it was when he stole it. My time, what's the reason? Because Hashtalay Avalev Lamidi, now he didn't do anything to it in the case of stealing. It only broke by itself. So why are you going to hold him responsible for its breaking? Is that he shaited the Gazla, it's only because of the moment that he stole it. The moment that he stole it, which let's say a few months ago, was only worth one Zuz, and therefore he only has to pay one Zuz. So again, when there's a barrel of wine that was stolen, when you steal it, it's a Zuz, and then when it's broken, it's four Zuz, it depends. If he actively breaks it, he got to pay four Zuz, because that's the Kshas Hegzela when you break it. But if he doesn't do anything, it breaks by itself, then the Kshas Hegzela is the time that the only action that he ever did was when he actually took it from the guy's domain, that was worth one Zuz, and therefore you have to only pay one Zuz. That's the halacha of Rabbah and his explanation. Now this is how it relates back to halacha of our Mishnah. So now, we learned in our Mishnah, Besila Oimrim Kishas Haitza. Again, Bishame said that either way you're going to get the raw end of the deal, the Ganav, this one who Shalech Bayad the Shemer who misappropriated. Either if it goes down in price, he's got to pay the higher price from before. If it goes up in price, he's got to pay the higher price of now. Besila disagreed. He said Kishas Haitza at the time that it's taken out. Ask the Gemara, my Kishas Haitza, what does it mean the moment that it's taken out? If you would entertain to say that what Basil is disagreeing about is the time of when it's taken out of the world, so then Ubamai. So then regarding which halacha of Beishamai is Basil disagreeing? Ibachaser, if it's in the case of when it went down in price, so So what did Bishamay say? Bishamay said, Yilka. No, that this Shomer, he's going to get the worst end of the deal. He's going to have to pay the value, how much it was worth when it was stolen, which was a higher price. Although it went down in price now. And then, I mean, because he has with Shalech Bayad at a high price. Then later on, it went down in price, and then he destroyed it. So Bishamay say, you know, you got to pay the higher price when you were Shalech Bayad. And that Basil is coming to say that no, only Kashas Eitzah, he has to pay the amount that it was worth when he actually destroyed it, which was a lower price. And that has to Gemara, or Mi Kalamanda Amar, is there such opinion? Is there anyone that would say that when it's not extant anymore, which is the case that we're discussing of our Mishnah where it was destroyed, because as Rashi said in the Mishnah, if it was around, you just give it back as it is, that when anyone who steals something doesn't pay how much it was worth when he stole it? But but we learned in the Mishnah Babu Kama that we're quoting here, it says, Kala Gazlon, Mishama Kashas Exela. Whoever robs pays the amount that it was worth when he robbed. So this guy, what did he rob? He robbed it at the time when he was Shalech Bayad. And that was a higher price. So why, from the fact that it goes down the price, would Beis Hill come along and say that you're going to pay Kashas Haitzam in the Oilam, which is a cheaper price? But why? You have to pay the higher price of Kishas HaGzela. So why would Beis Hillel say Kishas HaGzela? So it can't be that he's disagreeing on the Halacha B'Shamay when it went down the price. So what are you going to say? V'i B'Yesa, and if you're saying that it's regarding when up went up in price, that Beis Hillel is saying that's when you pay Kishas HaGzela in the Olam, where not at the time when you misappropriate it, but at the time that it gets destroyed, which is more expensive. Well, then Hayim B'Shamay, that is B'Shamay's Halacha. B'Shamay said when it goes down, you pay the earlier price, which we're saying Beis Hillel can't disagree with that either, because that's Kishas HaGzela. And when it goes up in price, the Bishamay says, then you pay how much it is right now, Kishas HaTzah in the Olam. So if Beis Hillel is saying Kishas HaTzah in that case too, well, then that's the same as Bishamay. What exactly is he disagreeing with Bishamay? So nothing more continues Amid Beis. El B'Shita, rather, what do you have to interpret that when Beis Hillel says Kishas HaTzah, they don't mean Kishas HaTzah in the Olam, because again, one of those variables would not make sense, and the other one would then be the same as Bishamay. Rather, it means Kishas HaTzah in Beis HaBailam. At the moment that it was taken out of the domain of the owner, meaning at the time that it was stolen, meaning when he was Shalech Bayad, when he misappropriated from the Mafkid. And it's regarding the case of when it later goes up in price, where Bishamay said that if it went up in price, then the Shomer is going to lose out. He's going to have to pay the price that it was worth when it was Hoytzim in the Olam, when it was destroyed from the world. And then Basil comes to say that no, he pays Kishas HaTzah mi Beis HaBailam. He pays the price that it was worth when he took it away from the owner, when it's Shalech Bayad. And that is the Gemara. Well, then, Leimer Rabba, then does that mean to say that we should say the Rabba, whose halacha we quoted when we opened up the Gemara, Da'ama ke Bishamay, seemingly he's like Bishamay. Because Rabba's halacha was what? If a barrel of wine was stolen for one zuz, then, which again, Shalech Bayad is the same as Gezela, as stealing, that's what misappropriation is, and then it went up in price. And then it was actively broken. So it says, Rabba, how do you pay? Kashas HaTzah min HaOilam. Seemingly, the Gemara is saying, the Beis Hillel is saying, that no, you pay Kashas HaTzah min Beis HaBailam. You're only paying the price that it was worth when you were Shalech Bayad, which is not like Rabba. And how can we say Rabba is like Bishamay when we know the halacha is that the halacha is always like Beis Hillel? And then Rabba and Amar would be coming out like Bishamay. So Amalacha Rabba would tell you that no. B'yeser kule Amalei Pligin, in the case that I described says Rabba, when he stole a barrel of wine and went up in price, and then the guy who stole it destroyed it, which is similarly the case of our Mishnah, then everyone's going to agree that you're going to pay the current higher price. Ki peligi b'chasa, the machlekes b'sham Beis Hillel was when it went down in price. And that Beis Hillel is saying that actually it's not kishas HaTzah min Beis HaBailam, it's actually kishas HaTzah min HaOilam. It's you're going to pay the lower price that it is right now. B'Shamay said you pay the higher price from before. Beis Hillel is saying no, you pay the lower price of now. Now, the question that we had asked on Amud Aleph about that pshat was, how can you say that Beis Hillel will say you'll pay the lower price of now? But we know, as the Mishnah Baba Kama says, Kal Hagazlon in Misham Kishas HaGzela, all thieves pay the amount of that it was worth, meaning although it later goes down, but they pay the higher price it was worth when they stole it. So that's what Rab is saying, that if it was regular theft, then of course, you would pay the higher price it was worth before, and Beis Hillel would agree to that. But here, he didn't really steal the money. This guy, how did he have this object? He had it because it was given to him permissibly by the owner to watch it. Now, why are you holding him liable? Because he was Shalech Bayad. He touched it, he used it, which is like on some level like stealing, which he wasn't supposed to. Now, it's regarding that halacha that's the disagreement b'sham b'sil. B'sham esavi, b'sham hold, shlich is yad, when you use someone else's thing that you're watching, eina tzrich chasarin, for it to be considered shlich is yad, it doesn't have to create a lacking in that object. Because from the moment that you shlech b'yad, even though it doesn't lack anything, it doesn't get depreciated, it's considered theft, and it's already in the domain for liabilities of the shomer. And therefore, v'chi chaser, when it later goes down in price, b'shusa didei chaser, b'shame helps. So whose loss is that? It's the loss of the shomer. Now, if it was extant, if it was still around, if it wasn't destroyed, so then you're right. Then the shomer could just tell to the owner, harishal chalav anecha, this is yours, and he gives it back to him. But now that it's destroyed, now he has to pay the moment it was worth when he was shalech b'yad, because from that point on, it was already considered his liability in his domain. So it's his loss. So that's why you have to pay the way it was worth when he stole it, which was a higher price. But if b'sil sam shlich yad, b'sil holds that no, that shlich yad needs a lacking. Now, therefore, v'chi chaser, so therefore, since when he misappropriated, he didn't ruin it, didn't destroy it at all, so that's not yet halachically considered as a shlichas yad. So v'chichasa b'shusa demarchas, so then when it goes down the price, whose domain is it going down the price? Not the shomer's, because the shomer is not considered halachically like he was shaleich b'yad until he creates a chasar in it, and he didn't create a chasar in it, and therefore only when he breaks it is when he ultimately were the ultimate shaleich b'yad. That's when he's going to be chayiv, but at that point in time it was already lower price, and therefore B'Sol says you have to pay the lower price of now, not to have to pay the high price of before. And that's how Rabbi will resolve and interpret the opinion of B'Sil, that it doesn't contradict his halacha. Now, that the Gemara asks, but Ella, but then if that's the interpretation of B'Sil, then Hod Amar Rava, this that Rava was quoted on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, that he said, Shlichas Yad, Einat Shlichas Yad, and there was a Machlekes, and Rava was of the opinion that that touching the deposit that you weren't supposed to, that you're watching for, does not need a chasar. Like he said over there, that it shouldn't have said the halach of shlichas yad by the shomer chinam, shomer sachar, could have learned that from a shayel, where we learn that from the extra pasuk comes to tell you that you don't even need chasar to be chayiv on shlichas yad. Well then, lema rabbi the amar kebeshamai? So then it comes out, rabbi is saying like beshamai, because the way rabbi just explained the machlekes was, is the contingent on this concept, that Bisil holds you do need chasar, and beshamai holds you don't need, so then rabbi is coming out like beshamai, which we know the halach is not like beshamai, but like Bisil. So Ella rather explains the Gemara, Hachamai Askinan, what are we talking about over here in the halacha of our Mishnah, is Kigan Shetiltala Lehevi Ala Gezalas. We're actually, that he didn't do a Shlichas Yad even. Because you're right, Shlichas Yad does not need Chesar, and then B'Sil would agree according to Rava, that you would have to pay the higher price of before. Rather, it's just that he moved that object, like a step stool, to use to take birds from a high nest. And what is their dispute then, B'Sham B'Sil? Is a b'shoy shalom idas kamefulgi. They disagree regarding the halachic concept of somebody to borrow something from somebody else without the owner's awareness, which that's essentially what he's doing over here, where he's using this deposit that he's supposed to be watching without the owner's awareness. B'sham misavi, they hold shol shalom idas gazan haba. If you borrow someone else's thing without his awareness, you're considered a robber. And therefore, v'chichasa b'shusa didechasa. Since he's a robber, he then acquires it for all liabilities, and therefore when it goes down the price, it's going down in his domain, he has to then give it back, kashas exela, the moment that he stole it, which he is, by borrowing without his awareness. And therefore, b'sham holds, you have to pay the higher, earlier price. B'sul savi, there's no shol shalem industry, he'll have some of the borrowers without the owner's awareness. He's not a thief, he is a borrower, he should ask permission, but ultimately he has the halachas as a shayel. And therefore, v'chichasa b'shusa demarchasa, it's not his, he didn't steal it, and therefore it's still in the domain of the owner, and therefore when it goes down the price, it's in the value of that is a loss for the owner, and therefore when he ultimately destroys it, he has to pay how much it was when he destroyed it, which is the lower price. Now the Gemara, but Aleph, that's the interpretation of Basil, then Hada Amar Rava, then this that Rava said actually in Baba Basna Pechesim and Alf, a different halacha that shows Shaloi Midas, L'Rabban and Gazal Hava, that he explains regarding, there's a sugi over there regarding somebody sends his son to a storekeeper, which the machlek is Rabban Rabbi Yehuda over there, but Rav explains their machlek is regarding the halachic concept of shel shalem edas, if someone borrows without the owner's awareness. And he explains that according to Rabbanan, you consider a gazlan as a thief. Now, from the fact that Rav wanted to interpret the Rabbanan, the majority opinion, as this halacha that a shel shalem edas is a gazlan, obviously it's because he holds that shel shalem edas is a gazan, and therefore he wanted to explain the halacha of the rabbim, which we always paskin like the rabbim, as the opinion that he holds of, which is that it's a gazan. So you see that Rava holds that some of the bars without awareness, according to the Rabbanan, is a thief. So lema Rava, don't make a b'shamah. Then it comes to the Rava, is like Bishamah, because we just explained that it's Bishamah holds that Shalom Adasa Gazan, and Basil disagrees with that. So it comes that the Rav is like Bishamah. So, rather, the Gemara explains, rather, we have to say a different interpretation. And this actually changes the whole terminology of our Mishnah. We're talking about the increase of a stolen object before it gets destroyed. That's their machlekes. In other words, when the Mishnah uses the terminology of chaser and yester, going down and going up, it's not as we had interpreted up until now with the value going up or the value going down. Rather, when, regarding this, I said that it was chaser, went down, meaning it means the shearings of the wool that it's something losing. And this, we said that if it goes up, it means that because if it becomes pregnant, which it expands. That is their machlekes. And that is Bishamei Savi, Bishamei held, Shvach Gezela Din Nigzel Hava. The increase of the value of the stolen object, after this guy stole it, it belongs to the victim, to the one that it was stolen from. And therefore, as we'll see shortly in the Brisa, which is like the opinion of a mayor, when he pays back the sheep that he stole, he has to pay back everything, because all the increases that it was up until he pays back, it all belongs to the victim, including what chaser, what was taken off from it, which means the shearings, and what it added since he had it, which is the increase, which is the impregnation of the fetus. But Basil disagrees. They hold that the increase of the value of the stolen object, since he stole it, it now becomes the Gazlan's. Whatever it increased is the profit of the one who stole it. And therefore, he holds like Rabbi Huda that we'll see in the Brisa that holds that Kishas Haitza, as we said, what does Reis Hillel mean in the Mishnah when he says Kishas Haitza? According to this interpretation, it means Kishas Haitza me beis abaylam. How much it was worth when he took it away from the owner, which is anything past that is the benefit of the Gazlan, and therefore he doesn't have to pay the value of it that increased after that, but rather only what it was worth when he stole it. As the Gemara explains in Beplukta Anit Tanoi, it's the same as the following Machlekes Tanoim that the Gemara is now interpreting the Machlekes B'Sham Yisil of our Mishnah. The Tanoim, Lina Braisa. HaGazel Esar Rachel, if someone steals a sheep, Gazaza V'Yolda, if let's say he shears the shearings since he stole it, or it gives birth by the fact that it while he had it as a Gazlan. So the first opinion says, Mishalm Oisa, so you got to pay back as a Gazlan, you got to return the theft, you give back the sheep. Ve'es Gizei Seh and the shearings, Ve'es Lo Deseh and the children, different mayor. Mayor says you got to give everything back. That's because, again, as we see, he's of that opinion, the Shvach Gizei the Nigzel Hava, which is how we interpreted Bishamai. Where, therefore, since according to Bishamai, you got to give the value of it, which is even what it's worth right now. Behuda says, no, Gizei Lo Chezer Esbayinah. The stolen object is given back as it is, which means to say that whatever was taken by the Gazan up until now, the past few months that he had it stolen, he could keep that. Which is again like the way we're interpreting the opinion of Basil, that Shvach Gezela is the Gazlan, is he gets to keep, to hold on to, and therefore Basil said, Kishas Haitza, may be Sabam, that's what you're liable for. But anything after that you did the Shlichas Yad, even up until that it was broken, all that benefits he could keep for himself, he doesn't have to pay for that. And says the Gemara, Deke Nami. It's actually a precise reading would indicate that the Machlekes B'Sham B'Sil of our Mishnah is regarding the shearings of the wool of the animal that the Shem was Shaleich B'Yad up until it was broken, and the Vladis. Because the Tanik, as we learned in our Mishnah, the terminology used was Chaser and Yeser. It doesn't say Zeil and Yeker, that it went down in price or went up in price. Rather, B'Sham Eibim, it said Yilke B'Chaser U'B'Yeser. B'Sham says, you, the Gazan, will lose out for what it was Chaser and Yeser. So a totally different interpretation. Nothing to do with the time that it was stolen to later in price going up and price going down. It just means whatever it was diminished because the shearings were taken off from it, or yes, or what it increased because of the child, all those shvaches, who gets that? That's what the Bishame said, that the Gazlan loses that. Who here he's calling the one who shleich bayad as a Gazlan, and he loses that because it's the nigzel have it belongs to the victim. That of Bisalaimim Kishas Itza at the moment that it was taken away from him, meaning the moment he does Shlichas Yad, that is how he has to pay it back Kamoy Shahi. Any benefit that was after that, that belongs to the Gazlan. Shema Minah, that is the interpretation of the halacha of the Mishnah, and therefore there's no difficulty in Rabba and Rava and all these different halachas, which we thought were going to be the interpretations of the halacha of our Mishnah. And again, that's why we introduced Rabba, because it was related to how we thought was going to be the interpretation of the halacha of the Machlekes of Bisham Bisil in our Mishnah. So that was the first two opinions of a Mishnah B'Sham B'Sil. Rabbi Kiva, I mean, he says Kishas HaTzviya, the liability for the one who Shaleich Bayad in the Bekotin is according to the value, how much it is, when the victim, who's the mafkid, who said you were supposed to just watch, and here you go, I hear you were using my stuff, and then it gets destroyed. So it's the moment that he takes him to court. At that moment, the value is how much the shomer has to pay for the loss of the object. Again, he's chayiv for whatever happens to it because he was shaleich b'yad, which he gets all the liabilities for the shaleiches yad. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, so Rabbi Yehuda says, name of Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, halacha falls like Rabbi Akiva, that we just said, that halacha is based on the moment when he takes him to court. And regarding the value at that moment, that's how much he's liable for. But, says Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, amoyd Rabbi Akiva agrees, b'mokam sheyesh edim, that when there were witnesses that saw how much it was worth at the day when he stole it, and they saw him stealing it from him, then actually the tashlumin is keshas hagzela, at the moment that he stole it, not the value that it is when he's taking him to court in at the time that he makes the tefiyah. So that's the Gemara my time. So wait, how do we understand this clause? First, we have to understand what's the basis of Rabbi Akiva's halacha in the first place. Why does he say generally that is keshas ha-tviyah, that it's the time when you make the claim, and then we'll be able to understand why there's an exception when there are witnesses, then he agrees it's keshas ha-gzela. Because the Amakra, the Pasuk says in Mayikram, says la-sher hu loy, which is, this is the Pasuk that's talking about regarding somebody that's swearing falsely, and then it turns out that he's lying, so he has to pay the principal and an added fifth. He has to give it la-sher hu loy, for the one that it is his, yitnenu b'yom hashmasa, he should give it on the day of his guilt. Which, what that means to say is, the value of that day that he becomes liable, which is b'yom hashmasa, that's the day when, generally, when he makes the claim, and he admits, based on his testimony, then he becomes liable. So it's the court case and his admission, which is yom hashmasa, is the day when he's guilty. So therefore, it's usually on the day of the tviyah. But v'kiven deke edim, but in the case of when there are witnesses, mahu shaita, and that says Rabbi Mishmuel, from that moment when the witnesses saw him steal, who dechayv le'ashmit, it's already from that point on that he's already liable, because the witnesses will then go to court, so it's at that moment that he's already guilty, it just wasn't, the verdict wasn't passed yet, so it's, since he had the witnesses, it's going to be from that moment that's already be a mishmasim, and therefore it's going to be from shasak zelo. That's Rabbi Mishmuel. On that, Omelir of Oishi Rabbi Huda, Oishi asked to Rabbi Huda, who said over this halacha, he says, Rabbi Ato Oimeke, my teacher, this is how you say it? But Hachi Amr Rabbi Asi Amr Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said it different. And he says, no, Cholokoy Rabbi Kiva, says Rabbi Kiva actually disagreed with the other opinions. Even when there are witnesses, the collection of the amount of the value, where again, as we're talking about the case of a Mishnah of a Shomer who was Shaleich Bayad, where then he's on some level like a Goslin, and then later on the value changes, and then it gets destroyed, and then the mafka takes him to court, that is to compensate him for. Rabbi Yochanan says that even when there were witnesses at the time when he misappropriated, let's say when he stole, it's not going to be Keshas HaGzeila, it's going to be Keshas HaTviyah, like Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah. My time, what's the reason? Because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, La'asher hu loy, for the one that it belongs to, the one that he owes the money to, Yitnenu b'yom hashmasa, he'll give it on the day of his guilt. Now, Ubei Din hu dekamechai v'lei ashma, it's only the court that makes him liable. I don't care that there were witnesses that saw it. Yes, they will help for the verdict, but it's ultimately the ashma itself is only when the Beis Din pronounces the verdict, and that's only on the day of the tefiyah. And therefore, even when there's edim, it's going to be keshas tefiyah. Now, related to this discussion of this teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, so Amli Rabbi Zeila Rabbi Abba Bar Papa. Rabbi Zeila said to Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, Ki azlas lahasim, when you go over there to Eretz Yisrael, so Akif, do me a favor, take the longer road, go around the longer way to go up Asulma de Tzur, by the elevated parts of the mountain of Tzur, because I want you to be V'ula Gabed Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi. I want you to go visit Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi. Ubaimene, I want you to ask him the following question. Ishmila Rabbi Yechanan, did he hear from his Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan, which was this teaching that we mentioned before, that halacha k'Rabbi Akiva or in halacha k'Rabbi Akiva? Is halacha like Rabbi Akiva or not? Regarding this, that he says that it's keshas ha-tviyah, that's the value that you have to pay off. So he answered him, he says, Hacham Rabbi Yechanan says, this is what Rabbi Yechanan says, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva la'olam. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva in all situations. So the Gemara's question is, my la'olam, what did he mean in all situations? So Amar Vashi says, Shaloi Tarma, that you shouldn't say, Hanimili, when did we say that Rabbi Akiva says that it's Keshas HaTviyah, that's Heched Laka Edim, when there are no witnesses, as we explained the logic before, so the only time that's going to be a Meshmasa is the time when he makes the claim in court. But when there are witnesses, you would think that maybe no, it's not going to be the day of the claim because it's going to be the kishasa gzela, because witnesses were b'yemesh masay. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was teaching, which we mentioned his teaching just before. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol, and he says that no, even when there are witnesses, it's always going to be on the yom hatviya. That's going to be considered b'yom ashmasay in all situations. That's why he said it looks like Rabbi Kiva, that he says in our Mishnah b'yom hatviya in all situations, even when there are witnesses. The inami. Or another approach, the reason why when he answered that Rabbi Yechon had said the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva l'oilam, what that means to say is that if the hadra l'duchta, what that means to say is, if let's say after this shem, which is the case of a Mishnah, he was shalech bayad, he touched it, he used this guy's object, which he wasn't allowed to, he was supposed to just watch it. And then he put it back to its place, then v'itavra, then after he'd put it back where it was watched the whole time, then it broke, even with an oinus, something beyond his control. That is what Rabbi Yechon was saying, that even in this, la'olam, even this situation, that looks like Rabbi Kiva, which we had quoted him before, regarding a case like when someone steals a sheep from a flock, as we said that he holds, you need to have das bailim, you can't just put it back in the place where it was up until now. You need to have the awareness of the owner that you put it back. It's lafukim Rabbi Shmuel. So when he said it's always like Rabbi Kiva, it's coming to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. That he says, no, you don't need awareness of the owner. You stole it, put it right back, or put it right back. It's like you never did it in the first place. That's what Rabbi Yechonah says, meaning regarding this halacha of Shaleich Bayad of our halacha of the Mishnah, that not only is the tfiyah, is the price that you have to pay kashasa tfiyah, but in all aspects of this halacha, meaning that it's not enough to just put it back, you have to notify him, look, I want you to know, I did take it, but that I'm putting it back. So that's how Rabbi Yechonah Paskin, the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva lo'olam, whereas Rav Amar, he disagrees, this halacha kebesil, which is the other opinion mentioned in our Mishnah, that it is kishas hagizela, as we mentioned, that when it's a yaitzim mishus habaylam, the moment that he does the shaleach yad, that he steals it, that is when the liability, that's the amount he has to pay from that point onward, it belongs to the gazlan. And as Rashi points out, we hold like Rava because he is what's known as a Basra. He's a later opinion in Amayrog statements. The later the Amayr put together all the previous knowledge and built on that. And therefore the halacha is like the Basra. So Rashi says the halacha would be like Rava, with the halacha would be like Basil, not Kishas HaTfiyah, but rather Kishas HaGezelah.